Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Hello and welcome to this podcast map of the general election, helping you to know your constituency ahead of the vote. If this is the first one you've listened to, we'll be bringing you the information you need to know on all 43 constituencies, the seats, the seat holders, the boundary changes and so on, and the information you want to know as well, the infighting, the rivalries, the turf wars, who's nervous about their chances and who's quietly, or maybe not so quietly, confident. We'll try and pack all of that and more into the next few minutes. I'm Cormac O'Hara. I'm joined once again in this podcast studio by RTÉ Radio's Barry Lenehan. He's here for all 43 episodes, and also with us from Cork is Teresa Reedy, political scientist at University College Cork. Hello to you both. You're very welcome again. You're ready for another one?
Of course, of course.
Yeah, we have the deity in Cork of political academia, and Barry Lenehan to political coverage is what Sniffer Dogs is to the Garda drugs unit. Nothing will get past him. Will you give us, as always, Barry, we're going to Cork Northwest. For this one, you might start with the essentials, the seats and the seat holders.
Well, three seats up for grabs once again in Cork North West, two of which are held by Fianna Fáil, two incumbents standing their ground, Andreas Moynihan and Michael Moynihan. No relation are they. And the other seat holder here is Michael Creed of Fine Gael, the former agriculture minister, but he is standing aside at this contest.
Now, a few changes to the boundaries on this one, Teresa.
Yes, there have been a couple of changes on the fringes, but they won't substantially alter the character of the constituency. If anything, it actually adds a little bit more coherence to this three-seater. So there was population growth of about 8%, and the constituency now stands at about 85,000 people. The most significant change is the removal of effectively the town of Ballincollig, which has been taken out of the constituency, and that's a very large urban area, and effectively it is part of Cork City, and so that's being moved into the city constituency. And then there's a small bit of a change as well on the boundary with Cork East, with some parts of what would kind of traditionally have been considered North Cork anyway, Buttevant and Donnerail, moving into this Cork North West constituency. So this is it's a more coherent constituency after the boundary changes.
Okay, more coherent you say, but always some of the candidates are always unhappy. They feel they're losing a cohort or a section of their vote. What are the major issues then in Cork North West for this election, Teresa? Because in the locals it was generally housing and health and immigration. In particular for Cork North West, though, what are the issues?
Health and housing are everywhere. It's very similar to the local elections. I think the cost of living will be part of the conversation. Undoubtedly, immigration will be something that will come up on the doors. There have been kind of prominent protests, not within the constituency, but within Mallow and in Cork City. But then more directly to the constituency, infrastructure will be important. The Macroom bypass actually opened recently, but there are still important issues that remain to be resolved. And this is a constituency with a lot of small businesses, especially in relation to agriculture, and we'd be expecting that to come up very much in the doors as well.
Okay, now let's get into the runners and riders, Barry. We obviously give a health warning on this podcast, don't we? I mean, this is at the time of recording, but who do we have here?
Well, this is an old-style shootout between the Civil War parties, between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Since the creation of this constituency in 1981, it has always been the old classic, they call it, the 2-1 between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. In the six elections between 1981 and 1992, Fine Gael had the whip hand, taking two of the three seats at each of those elections, but Fianna Fáil causing a shock in 1997, reversing that with Michael Moynihan, who was then a young first-time candidate, topping the poll. Fianna Fáil taking two seats then, and they've taken two of the three seats since then in every election bar their meltdown in 2011. And indeed, at the last election, Sinn Féin actually didn't even stand a candidate here. Lia Ní Riada, the presidential candidate, she had been tipped to run here prior to the 2020 election. Sinn Féin not putting up anyone, and many party apparatchiks across parties saying that perhaps if she did stand then, then the old rivalry, the old firm might have been broken up. But win two seats here, it's like a relegation six-pointer, they say, because not only are you gaining a seat, but you're stopping the opponent from gaining a seat as well. Teresa mentioned the boundary divisions. So most of the time, it would be two TDs from the south of the constituency around Macroom and one from the north from around Kanturk and Charleville. But with the boundary revisions now, it has gone, if you draw a line through the Buggara Mountains, which divides the constituency around Mill Street, it was 58% of the electorate in the south, 42% in the north, but now it's 50.9% in the north and 49.1% in the south. So the lines are very, very marginal indeed. Obviously, in terms of those who are there, Fianna Fáil have two incumbents outgoing, the aforementioned Michael Moynihan, there since 1997. He's based in the north in Kanturk, and he has been very difficult to dislodge for Fine Gael. They thought they could get him the last time. They weren't able. And the other incumbent is Andreas Moynihan from the south. His father, Donal, was a TD here between 1982 and 92 and from 97 to 2007. And Andreas Moynihan is proffered by perhaps those within Fine Gael as being the more vulnerable of the two Moynihans because he is losing votes around Ballincollig. However, research would show that on the new boundaries, Fianna Fáil would still have more votes than Fine Gael here, but it is desperately, desperately close.
Okay, so I'm going to come down from the Buggara Mountains to back to Cork for a second to Teresa. Is it advantage? It's a three-seater and they're vying, as Barry laid it out very well there, who'll get two, who'll get one. Is it advantage Fianna Fáil in this one since Michael Creed is not standing this time and we have two Fianna Fáil deputies in the running this time?
I think so, Cormac. I think that captures it very neatly. This is one of the constituencies where we'll be really watching the dynamics between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Fine Gael are polling stronger, but they have two councillors running. They don't have any incumbents, whereas Fianna Fáil are polling somewhat lower, but they have two incumbent TDs in the race. And that's a picture that's repeated in a lot of parts of the country because you have this large number of Fine Gael TDs that have resigned in the lead up to the election or retired from politics. And so what we're seeing here is this dynamic being captured very neatly in Cork North West. And incumbency matters a great deal, albeit that, you know, John-Paul O'Shea is running for Fine Gael. You know, he's run a couple of general elections now. It's not his first outing by any stretch. But nevertheless, you'd have to suspect that it does favour favour Fianna Fáil. And then taking it to the wider picture, which when we talk about politics is usually one of fragmentation. Well, Cork North West up to now has been a microcosm of stability, and the smaller political parties and independents have really struggled to crack that picture, and there isn't anybody as yet on the ground that looks like they could seriously challenge Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
Yeah, now this constituency I think has Homestead links with Morgan McSweeney, doesn't it?
Yes.
Deputy
I'm sure
PM
he'd be looking
almost
at the classic 2-1 with as the academics call it. I suppose Fine Gael are running a Michael Creed here, it's worth saying. Obviously John-Paul O'Shea we mentioned up in Kanturk, the closest he got to election here was in 2016 when he ran as an independent, and perhaps some would feel locally that a more of an effort in Ballincollig actually would have seen him upset the apple cart as an independent on that occasion. But the other Fine Gael candidate, yes, is Michael Creed. Michael Creed the second, some are calling him, and Team Simon Harris. He's actually the cousin of the outgoing Michael Creed. Sorry for all the confusion.
No, just keep things nice and clear.
He's based around Macroom in his early 70s. He's described as a wily councillor. He had the highest vote in the country at one stage of the local elections, polling over 4,000 votes when he was allowed to canvass Macroom. And he will be very difficult to stop, they feel. John-Paul O'Shea, as I say, coming in as an independent, would he be seen as a blow-in? Perhaps that would be the big concern for him. And indeed, his posters turned up in the wrong constituency. Voters in Listowel getting confused there recently when his posters were at a bus stop in the square there when they should have been in Buttevant.
Maybe it was a tactical move just to draw attention. So you get a mention in this podcast, Barry. Who are the other candidates in from the other parties, briefly?
Well, we mentioned Sinn Féin perhaps could have taken a seat the last time with Leonie Rieda if she had stood up. This time they are running Nicole Ryan, who is a drug education campaigner, 31 years years of age. You'll recall she's given interviews at this station before her brother Alex died in 2016 after he consumed a deadly designer drug at a house party when he was just 18 years of age. A&2 are running Becky Keeley, who stood in the local elections, was unsuccessful at that stage in the most recent local elections. She had polled very reasonably in the last general election here, around 8% of the votes, so perhaps cannot be ruled out of calculations. But again, somebody is likely to emerge from the pack. On the last occasion, the Social Democrats' Kieran McCarthy was the last candidate standing, but at this stage it's unclear who might be the last person to emerge from the pack to try and challenge the 2-1 of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael.
Okay, that's your prediction. Head in the block time, Teresa Reedy. What do you make of it? What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I lean with Barry. I think this is a no change in terms of the party balance and with it all to kind of play for between the two candidates in Fine Gael.
Even on the locals in Kanturk, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael were locked level at 37%. And on that occasion, John Paul O'Shea was outpolled by Michael Moynihan's brother, Bernard. And in Macroom, Fine Gael outpolled Fianna Fáil 39-29. But Michael Creed, the Fine Gael candidate, was outpolled by, guess who? Andreas Moynihan's sister. So the rivalries here. And the of course, Andreas's father, Donal, and Michael Creed's uncle, Donal Creed, they had a rivalry in this constituency going back years. So the more things change around Buttevant, Charleville, Kanturk and Macroom, the more they stay the same. And just along the lines of Teresa, Fine Gael think they can take two. They're going hammer and tongs at it, O'Shea and Creed. But the Moynihan, in particular Michael Moynihan, they've staved off Fine Gael at the pass on many occasions before and perhaps still have the whip hand in the new boundaries as well.
Okay, well that's they're the runners and riders as of time of recording. We can tell you Sinead Corca here, who a Cork Northwest, 3 seats. Let's see how it goes. We'll leave it there for now. Barry, you'll be back with us for an update after nominations close. Our thanks to Cormac Burke for all his research. Kieran Cullen was on sound, and our producer was Alistair McConnell. And remember to tune in to RT Radio 1 on Results Weekend and across RT Television and all our digital platforms for full coverage of all 43 constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.